We're back. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we're joined by Mr. Dick Weatherald. I hope I pronounced that right.
That's right. Good morning.
And
good
you're
morning.
From EA Chapter 9?
In Columbus, Ohio.
My goodness, that's an old chapter.
It is. It is. And I'm not that old.
No, so you're one of the youngins. You're one of them whippersnappers, as Ron Scott would say.
Hey, let me ask you a question. There's an EAA chapter not far from us, Chapter 240, and they always do pancake breakfast about once a month. Do you guys do the same thing?
No, we just do one of those, but we do a lot of Young Eagles rallies, and we do a lot of fun tours, and we always make sure we have speakers that are well-qualified, and we have monthly meetings, and we keep the administration down to almost nothing, and nobody hears about that unless they really want to. And we just focus on fun. We start on time. We end on time.
And you build airplanes.
Some of our people build airplanes, and some of our people build relationships.
That's very cool. Very cool.
They both work hand in hand. Very important sometimes when you're working on an airplane to have a little help.
That's right. That's right. And we just go out of our way to make it fun. It's a trite thing, but we just go out of our way to make it fun because nobody's going to show up if it's not fun.
Oh, that's right. That's for sure. Now, that chapter's been around how many years?
1956, I think it is, 57, something
Whoa.
Like that.
Well, that would make sense. I mean, they founded it, what, 1953?
Yeah.
3 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. How many members do you have now?
Fluctuates. You talk about the ones that actually pay their dues or the
ones? Okay.
Or the Klingons.
Roughly 100.
That's not a decent-sized chapter.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Decent-sized. So you run a lot of Young Eagles.
A lot of Young Eagles.
What exactly is a fun tour?
A fun tour? Well, we have tours of NetJets facilities, tours of the Port Columbus Air Traffic Control Tower, tours of various flight operations. We just got done with a tour behind the scenes at Port Columbus where we see how the baggage really doesn't get lost.
And there's a mystery solved.
That's like a Mythbusters episode right there, you know?
Yeah. And we've had tours out to the people to do the bubbles, the canopies. I can't recall their name, unfortunately.
How they make them.
How they make them, yes. Uh-huh.
That would be interesting.
That's an art. Please tell me that you guys have had a trip down to Wright-Patterson, the Air Force Museum.
You know, it's funny. We actually have not. We've had that scheduled several times, but we wind up having enough interesting things that we consider that kind of a plan B type of winter type of event.
Oh, you got to bump that up on the list. That is a fantastic museum.
Well, of course, in being Columbus, Ohio, most of the pilots have been there by themselves. So,
right.
Okay.
It's not as exciting.
It's in their backyard.
Right. Yeah. Right. We had a guy come down from Cincinnati who was involved in the testing of the Honda jet engine for GE.
Wow.
Told us all about the difficulty in testing that, and testing the engine for the F-35 that they're doing.
Nice.
Little things like you don't normally have to worry about testing a jet engine going vertically.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that one you do.
Yeah. It was a very fascinating talk. We've had, we have the Tuskegee Airmen in Columbus, and we've had some of them come by and talk. We had a major participation at the Gathering in Mustangs and Legends, which was just 2 years ago in September. Fantastic demonstration and a huge turnout. So we just make a point of trying to have as much fun as we can.
Now, how many aircraft do you guys have at your field? I mean, I imagine it's a bunch.
The field's got maybe 300 or so, and we've got members that have, I don't know, maybe 5-6 airplanes. And then there's maybe about another dozen or so in garages and in basements.
Well, you guys have your own headquarters, too, and everything. You got your own hangar, right?
No, that's a real sad story, though. And we have to wait for about 4 generations to die before we can get a hangar there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a healthy airport, then, if there's a waiting list for hangars.
It's really a severe problem. And when we had the hailstorm in 2003, a number of us were reminded of how important a hangar would have been.
Oh, you've got outside tie-downs?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Fabric airplanes and hail don't mix.
Yeah. The metal one wasn't very good either.
Yeah, it's probably harder to repair.
Yeah.
But so what other activities are you guys into? I mean, you know, you've got building airplanes and Young Eagles. Is there anything else that you do? Any kind of education programs for the local high schools or anything like that?
Well, we don't do any of those, but we do work at breaking down the barriers. Right now, we're doing a program with the 99s group. The 99s have their own programs, and they have their right seat companion program, kind of like the OPA's pinch hitter program. And so we volunteered to help them with some of the things we can do. EEA is good at promotion, so we know how to do that, and we can provide some helpers. We know enough folks, so we were able to get some instructors for them. So we're helping them do that to try and break down some of the barriers we have between the groups. It's kind of mindful of the really great union that EAA and AOPA has done here this year, because they've got a tremendous amount of good skills in the two different groups, and there's a great deal of overlap, and we really shouldn't be fighting each other, but instead working together. And I thought that was great for EAA and AOPA.
Yeah, they just got together on that. I was reading that in EAOPA magazine, and, united we stand, divided we fall.
Absolutely.
And the rest of the time, we're just confused.
Yeah, or lost.
How many of your chapter members made the trek here?
We've got close to a dozen this year. We had a bigger presence last year, and I just haven't kept track. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And while we're talking about chapters, we need to shout out to 240. Any 240 members, come on down here and see us.
Yeah, really.
They're from our backyard.
They're right from our backyard.
Where's that?
Delaware, actually. The chapter's based out of Wilmington, Delaware, even though we all live in Pennsylvania. But anyway.
Yeah, they have their hangar.
Right on the edge.
They have their hangar about an hour away from us at New Garden Airport in Tough Kenneman, Pennsylvania. Try saying that three times.
Mm-hmm. Try spelling it. Yeah. Anyway.
And they do a lot of things. I'd like to give a shout out to them. They sent me some aluminum. Thank you very much.
Okay, he's easy to please.
Yes, I am.
Give him a piece of aluminum, shiny, and he's good for a couple hours.
Happy guy.
Yeah, we make sure to point to go to site visits where people are building their airplanes, to keep reminding them they need to keep on working and show us progress and that sort of thing. And that's a lot of fun.
It is.
Okay, that's the kick-along visit.
Yeah.
It's the kick-along visit. I'll use that term. I like that. That's good.
Well, it's true, because you get started on a project and all of a sudden your motivation just kind of fizzles out.
Well, yeah, you need a little kick once in a while.
Every now and then a kickstart is a good thing.
Yes.
Huh? And I'm sure. Well, what kind of airplanes do you guys have under construction right now?
Well, there's a bunch of RVs, of course.
Of course. You can't go anywhere without seeing
surprising.
One.
Any RV-12s?
No. There's an RV-10, and that's working long. There's an RV-7, an RV-7A. One of our members has got his RV-7A over here. This is radio, so you can't see, but I'm pointing to the north from where we are.
Right. In home-built parking.
And let's see, we've got a guy working on his Eternal Sonics project. And of course, that's a local thing, because just across the field is the home for the Sonics people. And so he went over there and met John DeMonette and saw the new jet version of the Sonics. And so now he's all pumped, and I asked him if he's going to put a jet engine on that. And he said, well, maybe not.
I would put a fake exhaust just to confuse people. You know,
yeah. We have one of our members, the guy that's got this one out on the north ramp, and he built his airplane in a one car garage.
Wow.
And everybody complains about how tight it is in a two car garage or the basement. He did a one car garage.
So basically, all his assembly has to be done outside, fitting and rigging.
Just absolutely amazing.
That's saying something in the winter.
Yes, it is. It gets kind of chilly out there. Well, Dick, it's been good talking to you.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for stopping by.
And, thanks for having me.
Hey, good luck to all of you guys out there at Chapter 9.
Columbus, Ohio, at the Ohio State University.
Well, good luck to you.
We'll have to stop out there one day.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll take it this time. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave. And you're listening to EAA
Radio.
Oh, we're going to start that again?
Yeah.